Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, you got a heart of loud and lying.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the healing of His people, the reconciliation of His people. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has promised Himself. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised Himself that in this world He will have, I said, in this world He will have a people consecrated as one unto Himself. He will have a people, my brothers and sisters, consecrated as one, according to all that He has from the beginning foreordained. And my brothers and sisters, though there be a multitude, I said, though there today be a multitude of differing rulerships, dividing and scattering the minds and the hearts and the allegiances and the zeal of our people, you must know, my brothers and sisters, it's always been true. The Most High being one desires a people who as one, my brothers and sisters, will agree and honor Him according to all that is and has always been His expectation. Blessed are they who will know this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who beyond all the multitude of diverse devices, confused, debate-filled ideals of this world, will realize, my brothers and sisters, the need that we all be one. We all be one who are avowed into His name. But how else, my brothers and sisters, shall we honor Him? Who, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is and always will be. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the reality. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern the truth. But the scripture said in advance that the rulers would not address. I said the truth, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in advance that your rulers would not address. For were they to give it consideration, all would discern in so many ways how those in places of power are those who, my brothers and sisters, claim that after them you have found the way. That the scriptures say few shall find. Did you hear me? That at Matthew, 7th chapter, they claim after all their differences that you found the way. That few shall find. Why? Because of the abundance of false prophets. My brothers and sisters, he said, watch out for false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform, preach, teach fully in all things what is the will of the Father. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What does this mean? It means after the multitude of their distractions, men, my brothers and sisters, are dissuaded to all manner of debate and doubt. Because every lie, every half-truth, every flattering voice that men hear, if they know not the greater truth for which they should be looking, so easy, my brothers and sisters, is it that men can be left destabilized, never discerning. I said never discerning with all they should have known. We have to ask the question. Yes, we should ask the question. Knowing that purity and completion offers one choice, I said, knowing that purity and completion offers one choice, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that all that is the pure and perfect truth is not being taught among the churches? What did the Most High tell? Well, it was a command. If you look back through the words of the prophets, it says Messiah comes to perform all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Look at Acts 3:18-23. Look at Isaiah 48:46. How about that? It's one good place. How about 48 also? 46 tells us the Messiah comes to perform all that is divine pleasure. Isaiah 48, verses 40. How about 46, 8 through 13? What about Isaiah 48, speaking to a people who have been sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness? He comes again to perform all that is divine pleasure, to expose all the confusion, all the misrepresentation, all the pretenses that exist in this earth. How else, my brothers and sisters, should our people be free? Again, I have to ask the question, since Messiah said by the Holy Spirit, his anointed apostles were to go forth and teach everything that he commanded, even unto all the nations, under the conversion of the people. How is it, my brothers and sisters, we have 45,000 denominations in this world today, 280 nations. Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, bringing all things to remembrance, declaring in advance what shall come in the future. Scripture says the Holy Spirit, again, brings all things to remembrance, teaches all things, reproves all sin. How about, my brothers and sisters, if we know what is said and don't know why it is said, we miss the point. Let me repeat that. If we know what it said, don't know why it is said, we miss the point. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we sin and even we lie. My brothers and sisters, man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 2, a habitation of the word of truth. So men then say, my brothers and sisters, that not having overcome or superseded the mass of false testimony, that man can be a preserver of illusion, and say that he had served indeed the living Yah. I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High told me. One time he spoke to me and he said to me in these words, he asked me this simple question. Hey, the question was already self-explanatory. He said to me, shall a man deny the Most High on even one point and yet live? My brothers and sisters, the very definition related to the name of the Most High, Yah. Concept of life says he is all that he is. No contradiction in him. Shall my brothers and sisters, shall men contradict that which is eternal? And then say, my brothers and sisters, that they shall stand against life to attain life. What does it mean to attain eternal life? My brothers and sisters, in that case, recognizing John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, that Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. What does it mean? From the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the word for in the beginning, in the Hebrew, is also the word for eternal, at which the Most High declared from the beginning, that is the irrevocable truth. That is the eternal truth. That is the not only foundation, my brothers and sisters, but the constant expectation, and it is life. My brothers and sisters, the Scriptures did not say that without the realization or the awakening to that which from the beginning was eternal expectation. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, that after such false expectation, something other than faith, something other than, my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High himself foreordained. It didn't say after something else, my brothers and sisters, would men still attain or be found vessels unto life. My brothers and sisters, this world has spoken all manner of illusion. Most High told me directly that to believe that a multitude of contradictions we see in this world, very much like a multitude of contradictions we see along social, political, national, economic, pseudo-religious, denominational. How about all the multitude of churches you see out here? To believe that all these contradictions, my brothers and sisters, are a work of the Holy Spirit, to believe such a thing, one cannot be a disciple unto the Most High. But one who can believe in a multitude of contradictions and confusion, believing that the Most High compromises after the instability of it all, my brothers and sisters, has not worshipped the Most High, but has worshipped the devil. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, his very name declares he is all that he is. He's a holy one, my brothers and sisters, and not after men's imaginations. And many, my brothers and sisters, indeed, when his name is understood for the fullness of all that is intended, that he is all and everything that he is, many, my brothers and sisters, will be greatly ashamed And many of my brothers and sisters will refuse to accept the truth. But the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is not a God after men's imaginations. He is who he. If we lack that discretion amidst the world, multitude of worldly temptations and provocations, enticements and seductions, if we lack the discernment of that which the Most High desires for his people, who he said he is, what all he said is his requirement of mankind. Scripture says we are to humbly ask. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who simply look at the systems under which we presently exist, live, if only for a short time. They look at this system and believe in all its contradictions. That's the way that things were always meant to be. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, far from it. Far, far from it. There's a lot of hard questions that need to be asked among the churches. Why can't they seek the whole truth and nothing but the truth? My brothers and sisters, dare men say with 45,000 denominations that men have not blinded themselves? Purity and completion offers one choice. You ever stop to consider there's 45,000 denominations, not because men have discerned the truth of what the Most High from the beginning intended, but because man has degraded further and further away from a sense of what is absolute. Shall man enter the kingdom of Yah after a multitude of all these differences that call upon his name after each man's predilections? And so many rulers are willing to sell you, soothsay you, comfort you in vain after whatever seems wise to the hearts of men. So men, my brothers and sisters, be delivered after these idolatries, because that's exactly what they are. Word for vanity, idolatry, graven image, oh, it's all the same. It's a false god. My brothers and sisters, a false, fallen, fleshly, foolish, deceptive standard that does not address all the Most High would have his people to become culminated in, become complete in. It's far from what the Most High calls his holy covenant. Far from, my brothers and sisters, what he said would be peace to all nations when he told Abraham to walk after him, Genesis 17, and to seek his perfect will, complete will. So that would be a blessing to all nations. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand it's because man has not kept, preserved, maintained, and guarded the fullness of the truth that we see the multitude of the divisions in the world that we do. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything. If all peoples everywhere discern the will of the one, then would mankind be in all things true to one king. And that has always, my brothers and sisters, been the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High that is to come. That those who will be participants in that kingdom must exceed all the unrighteousnesses of all the systems of this earth. That they indeed, my brothers and sisters, become true, righteous, complete, steadfast, able to be confirmed, sealed, approved. And that they seek all that is divine will. And my brothers and sisters would not rob him, but would seek all that is divine will. That indeed Yah be revered after a common sense of what is absolute reference point as revealed from on high. That me and my brothers and sisters might discern indeed what is the gospel, as I said, of the kingdom to come, which is not after the diverse standards of men, but after a direct, immediate directive from Yah on high himself. Besides that, all this authority has been given unto him from on high. Go forth and teach, he said, all the nations. It means they ought to be all converted, made disciples, humbled before the one truth. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, how about according to all the Most High himself has decreed, sealed, and confirmed with his name? And yes, my brothers and sisters, this would be the blessing, reconciliation, healing, the peace that was intended by the gospel of peace unto all the nations. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that I've found over the course of the years. A tremendous amount of truth that is related again and again and again and again and again in the scripture. And I find amazingly enough that though these things are repeated many, many times, there are those who are counted as leaders among institutions they call churches, that if it were up to them, these issues, these points of scripture, and man's anomalies and contradiction or hypocrisy against these truths, if it were up to them, they would never be addressed. But my brothers and sisters, I can tell you, they who desire the will of the Most High come to an awakening, a raising in conscience, that they realize these things must be addressed. Last evening, I did a preparatory show for the things I want to speak tonight. I would strongly suggest anybody who finds these things spoken tonight interesting that they go back and listen to last evening's show after last night's Shabbat, at the end of last Shabbat, last evening, and listen, my brothers and sisters, close to what was preparatory for the things I wanted to speak tonight, that I knew that there was no way I could go through all these things if I were to seek to address them all in the time that was left after that initial introduction. So much need to be considered, my brothers and sisters. Let me see if I can relate these points. And maybe I just need to simply just go into the points, dive straight into it headlong, and begin to explain as we go along the way. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that in Joel 2:32, which is a scripture that has also been, let's just say they chose to break it up a little bit, at Romans 10, it said, "In Jerusalem shall be deliverance." How about peace? How about deliverance, my brothers and sisters, from all those who hide the truth? All those who create contentions among us because they break the law into pieces and want to argue that they are whole. Well, it's amazing when we turn around and look at the scriptures and recognize them closely in Isaiah 41. Scripture says, "Reason why Messiah must come." It says the same thing in Isaiah 59. "For the Most High looks at the multitude of men, the multitude of debates, claiming to be godly. And he said, I saw none with the solution, none with the answer, none that indeed preached the gospel from on high." He said, "How beautiful upon the mountains or over all the nations then will be those under the feet, dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes indeed a fluid of word, who publishes indeed, my brothers and sisters, being then just a complete word, and all things acceptable before Yah, who publishes peace." A legitimate word, my brothers and sisters, the peace of the Most High. Scripture in Isaiah 41 says, "Because the rulers had not done this and dealt treacherously against the fullness of this law." Malachi said the same, second chapter. It said he would trod down the princes and the rulers, the principles of seeming wise in the men as a potter treads clay. He would have to make, my brothers and sisters, the clay smooth that men might again be fashion, if you will, is like, think about it, a clay pot. Clay pot, my brothers and sisters, that if the clay is inconsistent, when you bake that clay, if the clay is inconsistent, so will the pot have a weak spot. So it's best that the entire pot be, if you will, my brothers and sisters, all the clay that is in it be consistent. So when it's all baked together, the strength of it is also consistent. But he says, wherever then man, my brothers and sisters, have been inconsistent, hard in their hearts, he said he would have to expose all these principles. He says he comes to tread down all the principles, the king, the rulers of the earth, as a potter treads clay, to declare an absolute word from on high. Because the Most High looked and said he saw none. We declare fully what is the word It is an answer, a solution to all the debates and doubts that men have declared. Think about it. All the men seek to do in terms of all their debates today. It's amazing to me. Debate, doubt, double-mindedness. Not seeking to discern the truth beyond all error. Scripture says the end result, and that men ultimately, my brothers and sisters, have only been concerned about personal pulpits and thrones. All their debate and doubt only results in vanity. Still not yet a people, and all things made free. It says in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, peace, to a remnant. When the Most High is called, the word for called and the word for name is the same. We talked about those who would be ultimately, according to Revelation 7, sealed with the name of the Most High. Revelation 14. Moses said, high said in Isaiah 48, he would not give his glory to another. Many of my brothers and sisters, no one will be found worthy of that name, but those who will confirm, affirm, believe, walk after all the Most High himself has decreed. In Jerusalem, the city of peace, city where his unbroken law shall go forth to all the nations. Look at Micah 4th chapter. See, in that city shall be deliverance unto a remnant. Zephaniah 3:13 says, that remnant is a people who speak no lies, no false doctrine. Speak no lies, do no iniquity. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says they should dwell safely after the righteousness of Yahweh, none to harm or dissuade them. Today, my brothers and sisters, men seek to support so many differences among them. If you really were to go out and speak the whole truth, automatically, my brothers and sisters, you acquire many enemies. Remember what the Most High told me? Again, he told me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. He told me that in doing that which he has called me to do, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. He said it was a very important thing that he called me to speak. So I heard directly. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the opportunity to perform the task. But one can only perform if he has indeed heard from the Most High. It says in Jerusalem, the city of Most High shall establish in peace, shall be deliverance, peace, unto a remnant who transcend all worldly illusions, whom Yah has named. How about confirmed? Has confirmed worthy. Has sealed and approved as true to all his word. Scripture says, who should come? I ask the question. Scripture says, whom the Most High has named. Same thing for call, confirm, named. Who shall confirm? Who shall vouchsafe that men are true to all that is a covenant? I see scriptures in Isaiah 48 saying, while it speaks to a people, scripture says, Most High had called upon his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Says because of this, Most High will have to refine his people, because he's not going to give his name to folks who, if you will, won't be refined, won't be reproved. See, he will not give his name to another. In other words, he's not going to put it upon a contract that is not true to all that he has declared and designed. He says, who is there among you? In Isaiah 48. Who can discern and declare these things? He says, the Most High has loved him that he might do. But it has always been the plan of the Most High against this confusion that is Babylon. He said, this one will come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with his spirit. Oh, that you had kept my commandments. Oh, he said he came to show you the way that you should go. No longer confused after the multitude of differences and designs of men. See, he comes to show you the way that you should go. How about my brothers and sisters, that you might prosper in the Most High? He said, oh, that you had kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, your righteousness as the sea, as the waves of the sea, ever flowing. He says he would come forth saying that there's no peace to the lawless. No peace to those who would seek to desecrate the rules according to their own designs. So the scripture says he would come forth in Isaiah 49 saying these words. Listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Listen to me in silence, some text even go as far as to say. That my people may renew their strength, it says in Isaiah 41. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mothers. He made mention of my name. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, in Hebrew. The name of the Most High declares who he is. The Most High does not call something that which, what's to say, he does not call a thing outside its intended purpose. This one said the Most High has called him. The Most High has called him by name, then to perform a purpose. He said to reveal his glory, what is honorable before him, before Yah. He said, made my mouth like a sharp sword. He declared the very defining line between who it is, what it is that serves Yah, and what serves him not. Check out Malachi 3:18 through 4:2 and understand who is that one called the Son of Righteousness that arises. The people might be free with a raised conscience to discern beyond all those who keep them blind. It's time we understand the real, my brothers. The scripture says this one is called by the Most High. The Most High called him, he suddenly realized that he too had walked for a time in vanity. Isaiah 45 says the same. But this one, my brothers and sisters, scripture says in Isaiah 50 would say, morning by morning is the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I'm not turned back to the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. All my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say concerning this one, men who thought that he had no power to deliver, he would expose all the mindscapes of all the rulers, put them to open shame. That me and my brothers and sisters might see straightway how to return unto the one Most High. Scripture says in Isaiah 49, he comes that he might bring his people back, even to declare what is salvation to the ends of the earth. Powerful scriptures. I have to ask the question again, why did they not tell you this? Why did they not tell you about the scriptures and say, at Revelation 7:2, the one called the angel from the rising sun. The word for angel, the word for king is the same. Rising sun, king of the east. Revelation 16:12 calls him the king of the east, the one before whom the rivers are dried up. Hey, must happen. Men, some must begin to see beyond the mindscapes of their rulers that they prepare for a greater king. One the Most High said would be a shepherd, according to Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that you need to ask the question why all these things have not been taught to so many so long ago. I can only tell you that scriptures tell you Messiah has come to expose all the various rules of the earth, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. That you find in Isaiah 45. Do you really think the rulers wanted to tell you that they shall all be found in so many ways neglectful and treacherous? The scripture said that's the nature of your rulers in these last days. Read Isaiah 56:9-57:1 and discern the truth. Most High told us, my brothers and sisters, salvation is by faith, is not according to the word of man. And even Messiah himself said, if you hear his words, he spoke to his disciples, that if they'd been hearing his word directly before their face, He told them there were some things they could not grasp till the Holy Spirit had come. It teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, growth in that spirit comes through obedience and hearing what the Most High declared. He said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend, obey his commands. Guard the truth against all folly. He said, those who would do this, he would teach. He would reveal himself. Look at Yohanan and John 14, 14, 15 through 17. Discern the conditions after which he said he would teach. He did not say those who rebuke him would he teach. But those who come with an humble heart, he said the Spirit of Yah is upon him to preach good tidings to the meek. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will show themselves humble that they be counted worthy, my brothers and sisters, disciples? They talk about that one having called an angel from the rising sun at Revelation 7:2 after a great earthquake, the scripture said, that would shake all the foundations of the earth. Kings running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Men finding that all the foundation, what they thought they knew, to be unwise. And it said 144,000, 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel should be the first sealed and confirmed true to a word. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says they've overcome the marks of the beast. They tell you the marks of the beast are the standards of the nations. The word in Hebrew for beast, goyim, goy, means those who refuse to reason as one, refuse to reason according, if you will, the purpose of man, manu, God mind. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, realize that that capacity is not after ordinary carnal conscience. It's a gift from Yah. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is written to a people weary in tribulation, multitude of troubles. Most High told me that directly, he told me, that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his, it is tribulation. Look at the word tribulation. Trouble, my brothers and sisters. It is misorder. It's not what unto Yah is pleasing, nor what gives him glory is one. And writ to a people wearied in the multitude of tribulations, diverse conscience of all the nations under so many false rulers. It is said to them, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we must come out of this great tribulation, all this great vast confusion. The scriptures tell us in the last days that one like unto an Elijah would be saying, in Isaiah 40, it says, comfort ye, O my people. Very much like what you find in the words of Micaiah, Luke. One saying, repent ye, O my people. Well, the word repent ye is metanoia, they used in the Greek. In the Hebrew, the word is nacham. And in either case, my brothers and sisters, each one relates a raising of conscience beyond self. The man might look up and behold, indeed, what is truly the will of Yah. The scripture says, comfort ye, all my people. In other words, be made strong again. See beyond all those who blinded you, O my people, and scattered you, O my people. But I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, after what and after whom shall the people be comforted, strengthened, revived beyond all misrule? They tell you about the scriptures and what they really mean when it says, even the youths shall faint, 40:27 through 41:4. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, in other words, become forgetful, less than conscious, conscient regarding all things that should have been retained and considered, that they be a strong people, able to stand against the wiles of those who would deceive. They tell you that Messiah comes because the people have indeed, after under a multitude of diverse rulers, have become in so many ways, with brothers and sisters, easily deceived and gullible. Isaiah 41, going into 42, actually says that whoever would put into power these men were blind to what the scripture calls Rishon Acharon, the principles of what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. He said anyone who would put them in power, who would choose them, is himself an abomination. An abomination, my brothers and sisters, of those who would not be true to divine nature. But the scripture says when Messiah comes, he said, behold, my servant, my chosen one. He said, what are those who have chosen the others? But he said, behold, my servant, my elect one, chosen one, whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He should declare what is justice. How about he should declare, since the Most High said in Isaiah 41, he looked among men and didn't see anyone who can give an answer, a solution to all the debates and doubts after the pride of men. He said, this one will come. He said, behold, my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nation, something that transcends all the debate and doubt. He says that unto him. He said, all the nations shall seek, wait for his law. Meaning that they had not sought his law as they should. Think about it, what I mean by that. You have a multitude of different denominations, all kind of different titles. Have men sought the Most High himself, or have they been oftentimes content to fall after those who fatally flatter? Which have men done, my brothers and sisters? Everybody got a different brand of the so-called same thing, really. Different flavors, different appearance. Everybody's comparing a different testimony, saying it's by the same spirit, and the testimonies do not agree. My brothers and sisters, without question, that is not the church. It's not a people called out from the world, but a world of people contaminated by it. But I want to tell you that in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the intrusions of the principalities and powers, the powers of perdition. Colossians said the same. The ruling powers of this earth penetrating right into the midst of the churches. That wicked men sit and preside over the temples, over your churches, my brothers and sisters. The place where you say you go forth to seek the exceeding truth of the world, but hide. Definition of a church is an institution that bring you out from the world, bring you out from the divisions that are in it. Messiah's very name, Yeshua. Matthew 1:21 means he brings his people beyond their sins. How about all false doctrines that divide them? For indeed, all the misallegiances of this world are sin. Well, scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes that his people be comforted, strengthened, revived. Beyond all misrule. Why do you think the scripture says they who wait for him shall renew their strength? It's because, my brothers and sisters, many, rather than seek him who declares the exceeding truth beyond all the rulers, make the kings as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, Isaiah 41:1-4. Exposes all the rulers as foolish. They will wait for him to renew their strength because they know to seek beyond what is common to men. Messiah said in Matthew 5, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders who have hidden the truth and have in so many ways denied the law and the prophets, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. The kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is according to all the Most High declared by his prophets. He said, till heaven and earth pass away, all false rule. Over this earth there's no more. We're not talking about putting away heaven, the Father's kingdom. We're talking about all the false rule of the earth. Really, it means until all false rule of this earth is no more. Don't let anybody trick you to seek after less, else you shall not, in any case, enter the kingdom of God. You must discern, my brothers, the rule of the Most High beyond all else. He said, come, let us reason together. Who is that righteous one, my brothers and sisters? He said, let us come together for judgment. For reason. He says, who has stirred up this righteous one like unto the rising sun, to come suddenly like the rising sun, to cast out the darkness, to reveal that so much of men call light to be only another variation of the darkness where they hid the truth from you? He says he's going to expose all the kings, he's going to expose all the rulers. Malachi says he's going to expose all your priests, the men who have kept you in darkness. He said, come, let us reason together. Let us come together for reason, for judgment. Our brothers and sisters say, who has stood up this righteous one? Who is it speaking of, my brothers and sisters? Who is it speaking of? Revelation 16 calls him the King of the East. It means the same thing as the angel from the rising sun. The King like unto the rising sun. Revelation 16:12-21. The Messiah says it is he. Behold, I come. And he exposes again all the rulers. at a place the scriptures are already foreordained, my brothers and sisters, from which all this must occur. But why didn't they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Why didn't they tell you this? They put down kings of these. Noah's the king of these. The righteous one like the rising sun. Scripture said the Most High called forth himself to subdue and expose the variant rule of all the kings. And yes, all your priests and pastors, rabbis, elders, whatever they call themselves. Because they all, my brothers and sisters, in some way, in order to capture you, never told you that they stand to be, by the Most High, reproved. Meaning, think about it, Revelation 19, he said he had on him a name. How about a doctrine, a word of Yah, a word, exceeding word that others had not understood? No man knew at the same level but he himself. Called his name the word of Yah. Scripture says, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword. The word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Discern the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Able to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. Discern whether men will serve Yah or not. He said, without that sharp two-edged sword, he will smite the nations for righteousness' sake, for the sake of all that the Most High has declared. He will reprove the nations with a rod of iron, unflinching discipline. But my brothers and sisters, men have been taught basically Messiah will sanction whatever they said, calling upon his name. It was already related as a command. You should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name according to anything less than all that is his will. He said, we're not count blameless the man who does this. And since his name means he is all that he is, it means you must seek all his will. He said that would be the gift he would offer to those who are his disciples, who know to seek him beyond all else. Remember, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Not all have taught the preaching of the gospel. Romans 10. Salvation by faith. All has a lot to be understood by Hebrews 10 through 12th chapter. It means salvation comes by hearing a word, an exceeding word from the Most High himself. So men say they be delivered. They can be delivered from those who hide the truth, partialize the truth, corrupt the truth, by trusting those who have done so. All my brothers and sisters, salvation by faith means that faith comes by hearing indeed a word from the Most High himself. Blessed they will understand it. Or dare men say that after those who Messiah comes to reprove for their neglect and treachery, that they shall be delivered? Doesn't sound rational at all. Blessed are they who will understand it. Most I said is one confirmed by name from birth, who himself must awaken, even to the righteousness, my brother and sister, the purpose for which he is called, the name by which he is called from birth, that all the scriptures say in Isaiah 45, to see in Isaiah 49, relative to the same scriptures. To see in Isaiah 59, that all may know from the rising sun to the west, from the east to the west, west to the east, that there's none else who is a savior, none else who, according to his created purpose of man, declares what is acceptable, that humankind might be preserved, that men might be saved, delivered from all those who, like I said, my brothers and sisters, hear the truth or could not see it. Blessed are they who, the scripture says, wait for him, that they might not be caught in the snares of another. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the Savior comes unexpectedly? The scripture says it again and again. It comes suddenly, it says in Malachi. The word for suddenly is unexpectedly. It means the same thing. Revelation says, behold, I come quickly. The same word is there. It means suddenly and unexpectedly. Over and over again, we've talked about how the scripture says he comes suddenly as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. My brothers and sisters, the rulers had taught you everything you need to know. If you find out everything you know by them, my brothers and sisters, could it be a surprise when the Savior truly appears? Would he not warn his people if they were willing to hear? My brothers and sisters, the rulers prefer you never understand that Messiah comes suddenly and unexpectedly, because it means that they did not discern anything themselves, nor did they know how to prepare you for the form of doctrine that he comes to bring. For this reason, Scripture said he would reprove them all. Like I said, how is it he comes unexpectedly? But he should cause the people to suddenly have to consider the truth. of the kingdom of Yah. The rulers had not compelled them to consider. People says, who shall believe his report? See, he comes and they shall be suddenly astonished at him because he caused them to consider. But men had not considered. Oh, well, if you are under rulers who are wise, wouldn't these things have been given consideration? Or did they hide the truth from you? Isaiah 52:15 through 53:1. Or did they hide the truth from you so that you would not consider that they, your rulers, had kept you in bondage after the variant misconceits of the nations and not prepared in truth after the ways of the kingdom of Yah? Hebrews 3rd. You need to read from Hebrews 3rd through 4th chapter. Article on my website called Feast of Yah. You need to check it out. Explains much about the Shabbats and the feasts, the upcoming, like for instance, Passover coming. Scripture says, the people who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. People who will not know his ways, my brothers and sisters, cannot be true to the way of peace in his kingdom. Psalm 95. Hebrews 3rd. We're made true to the Most High if we are steadfast to all that is his covenant. Wow. Scripture says men must be astonished because they suddenly were compelled to consider what they had not considered. It means the kings had not compelled, and the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis had not compelled the people to consider that, my brother says, they must all be exposed for you to be free. You must discern and look beyond them all, absolutely, that you be free. That the people are no longer contentious after a multitude of varied allegiances, claiming to be believers in the Messiah, but under varying allegiances, my brothers and sisters, more pronated to defend their rulers, remaining contentiously divided, and not a people after the will of one consecrated. Scripture talks about those who come out from this great tribulation. All this multitude of variant rules, troubles, misorder that is in this world. Will become the marks of the beast, the standards of all the nations of those who would not reason as one. Revelation 7th chapter, Revelation 14th chapter. I can only tell you that to discern this, we must understand that the West brought great tribulation in the East when they infused polytheist rule upon those in the East, having monotheist expectation, looking for the rule of one. Rome wasn't concerned about preserving the ways of the one Most High. They just wanted to make him eventually, they said, another part of their pantheon. While they preserved all the diverse ideas of deity that they already had upheld. Constantine said, I pray that whatever God be God. You could say he was a Christian. He said, I pray that whatever God be God. He will grant me favor because I have granted his worship in my kingdom. Same man, my brothers and sisters, that the very same year that he said he was a believer, struck a coin calling himself the son of the invincible sun god. Wow. Pagan sun worship, my brothers and sisters. They disavowed all the laws the Most High had given his people Israel to be a blessing to all the nations. They declare a perpetuation of Roman rule. They get rid of divine rule and say the Most High has no law. Whose law are you still yet subject to? And shall the diverse rules of men, my brothers and sisters, be lawful before you? I say, think again. Rome desires to preserve the traditions of all their pagan gods. Shall this, my brothers and sisters, be the rule of one? Or is it? And what is not great tribulation? Scripture says, in those times, murderous times. See, those days were not shortened. No elect flesh should be saved, but it was those days be shortened for the sake of the elect. First 4 centuries, my brothers and sisters, Rome murdered with absolute abandon the many, my brothers and sisters, who did believe. Countless synods, gatherings at places like Laodicea. Finally, the Nicene Councils. There would have been no need for Constantine to say such things as, "Let there be no more Judaizing on Saturday, Shabbat, till the Sabbath, lest one become an anathema from Christ." If, my brothers and sisters, the Sabbath was not still being observed, and certainly it was. Book of Matthew said, talking about the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, he said, "Praise your flight, be not a winner nor on the Sabbath day," meaning that the people of Yah were still observing the Shabbat. Why do they turn around and tell you that the Most High would get rid of what he commanded under the consecration of his people because his son, what, had given his life to prove the rulers? Oh, so let me tell you, explain something to you. Prove the rulers foolish? Exactly what Isaiah 29 said. It was 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter said. Multitude of diverse rulers can only be foolishness. Did they tell you that some couple of decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and slaughtered the priests, appointed a Sanhedrin after Roman ideals? And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what came in so-called Roman church was exactly so much the same. When men began to split in so-called Protestant Reformation under various national churches, and the varying ideals of what they call the church here. My brothers and sisters, there was never this, none of this was ever true entirely to the restoration of all things the Most High has promised. It says once that those murderous times, well, it didn't say those murderous times would come to an end for any other reason, but that Rome had silenced those who they would. Said to be a rise of false prophets, false testimony from that time forward till Messiah comes to expose it all. It said there'd be false rulers sitting over your churches, presiding as if they were godly men, causing men to believe a lie. How about a pretense? False rule, false doctrine, till Messiah comes to expose it all. Who would discern, my brothers and sisters, the meaning of this? Like I said, I find it sad, I've said it before, that rather than trusting him that comes to expose all the illusions that are in the midst of the church and validating them as churches, institutions that are worldly, rather than bringing people out from it, many rather trust in those who preside over the churches, and you look back closely, you find out that so much of what they teach is teaches from pagan antiquity. They twisted the scriptures to make things that were absolutely unholy seem to be wise. Easter, Christmas, Sunday. Wow. All from pagan antiquity. Said he's the Most High to lead you out of the land of Egypt, but they were doing all these things in Egypt. And the Most High, when he brought his people out of Egypt, said, "What?" Told Pharaoh to let my people go to make you a feast to him. Apparently, Easter, Christmas, and Sunday were not a feast unto the Most High. And I'll even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, when men say they keep a Shabbat or the Feast of the New Moons, they must learn what the Most High himself says to be taught in these times, or else they still haven't kept a holy day. Scripture talking about those who will come out from the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, the constraints of the rulers, whereby they have not discerned truthfully what the Most High has intended, knowing what is said oftentimes, but not knowing why it is said. Scripture said all this must be overcome. Provocations among the nations against the pure will of Yah are not the comfort of a Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, they've been great tribulation in so many ways ever since. The souls, my brothers and sisters, have been slaughtered for the false word for a very long time. Read Revelation 13. Why do you think it says, "He who kills with the sword should die by the sword"? This is the patience and faith of the saints. I mean, the saints look forward to the day when every false word and lying word will be overcome and slaughtered when the true word appears. That men, my brothers and sisters, might no longer be damned by word, but my brothers and sisters shall be delivered by word of truth. That's a question. Since it is only a remnant that should be found to speak no lie, to do no iniquity, shall men say they exist today, already, among us, a perfect church? Is there no need, my brothers and sisters, for the people who call themselves the people of the Most High, is there no need for them to be refined, No need for them to be reproved. 45,000 denominations teaching something different. And dare men say there's no need for refinement? Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, there's no need for the people to be restored unto a truth? Because it apparently has been forgotten, or else all these differences wouldn't exist. Isaiah 48 says Messiah will come to us to a people swearing by his name, but not according to all truth and righteousness, which they should have. Why you swear by his name and not seeking all his will? That doesn't even make sense. Why you ask the Holy Spirit for, most time for his Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lying, and you don't want to know the whole truth, that every man exalt himself in his partialities? Messiah said, in effect, don't let anybody deceive you. Or don't let anybody cause you not to seek to perceive all things. He was speaking even to those who were anointed by his spirit as apostles. He said, beware lest any man deceive you. Beware lest any man cause you to become proud in spiritual immaturity. My brothers and sisters, he said, let no man cause you in any way deny the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, and said that anyone who could seek to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets in any way, he said that one is guilty even unto hellfire. You must understand then, to confess the name of the Most High is to petition him that he teach you that in all things, my brothers and sisters, you shall be true to all that from the beginning the Most High intended, knowing more than what the words says, but to know why it is said. For there were words, there were thoughts. And the very word and word of Yah is the word debar. It means more than words. It means thoughts, my brothers and sisters. To know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss the point. And even my brothers and sisters, since you see 45,000 denominations saying something different, obviously also to lie. It's not the remnant, my brothers and sisters, to be found worthy of the city of peace. As it said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. In the city of peace, one common understanding, one law, one peace, shall be deliverance. How about from all those who lie and dissuade? Unto a remnant whom the Most High has called, the word for called is named. It means, my brothers and sisters, that those whom the Most High calls the most diligent among his elect. These are the ones who shall gain free entrance. 2 Kepha, 2 Peter, 1:1 through 12, talks about gaining constant knowledge and through diligence in the Most High. And it says, if you do this, seek him with all diligence. He said you will gain free entrance in making your calling, election. How about being elected and called unto knowledge? Sure. But my brothers and sisters, scriptures declare that we must seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, not for the mutual condemnation of one another, but that we love one another. And the Hebrew word related to even the concept of love relates to the idea, my brothers and sisters, how can you say you love someone and you don't want their perpetuity in existence? But the only life, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High, is clear, which means we all must seek the truth for the good of one another. But I see so many institutions out here seeking to be competitive. My brother and sister, the Most High has already declared who is the king. And my brother and sister, everyone's saying they seek the truth because they have self-exalting reasons behind personal pulpits and thrones are far from a covenant. It's time we understand the truth. Scripture says all the prophets at First Kepha, 1:10 through 11, all the prophets spoke by the spirit of the Messiah that is in them. How can we say that we have gratitude unto the one and we seek to divide his people after some personal agenda? No, my brothers and sisters, such thinking was never a covenant. These things must be addressed. People call these things churches. How many of us are ready to understand? Look at Isaiah 66 chapter. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What is this house that you build for me? He talks about all the atrocities committed amongst the churches. In those verses in Isaiah 66, he even says, if you wake up beyond the illusions, corruption that is there, he says, count yourself blessed, even though they might want to kick you out, he says, count yourself blessed. Isaiah 30, the chapter, talks about those who discern, beginning to discern the oppression that's in the midst of all these institutions calling themselves churches, but still quite worldly. He said, if you remain to trust in it anyway, he calls such as would do this false sons, whose worship is in vain. He calls them beastly in that they sit still, do not progress. They take offerings from men and not Yah. He said, the breaking of such as these for this iniquity shall be as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. Shall a man hear the greater righteousness of Yah and still sit back and say that he will find cover, sanctuary, under those who either will seek not or vow to hide the truth, to preserve, they say, some allegiance to a denominational title? Our brothers and sisters, the Most High is one. All these various titles should never have existed. They are all in their subdivision against the will of one. Not the word from the beginning, and therefore not life, and therefore sin. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that's willing to understand what the scripture says about the one who must come? The men discern beyond all these mass of partial, perverse, divisive pollutions that can never be holy or acceptable unto Yah and the competitive differences. I had a lot of pastors sit back and tell me that this, to them it's not about what's in the Bible. They're there to learn a profession. Wow. People want to buy it, they'll teach it, whatever it is. So obvious, though, but they get these degrees from these seminary schools. Take that Doctor of Divinity degree and take it to any denomination. It doesn't have to necessarily be among those who are, say, for instance, Messianic. Could be, hey, you go to an average theology school, you see across the halls, you see those who say that they are Messianic, those who say that they are Jewish, say they may be Hindu, they say they may be Islamic, all across the halls from each other, but they get this Doctor of Divinity degree. They can take it to any denomination to get a job. Wow. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, it means that the piece of paper isn't worth the ink that's on it. It was never about absolution. It was a profession to comfort those, my brothers and sisters, who want to be satisfied in their vanities, their insufficiencies, even to be called wise in their lack of knowledge, after which my people are destroyed, divided, contentious, gullible. And my brothers and sisters, forgetting the law of the Most High, that the law of Yah is all that it is. Well, one scripture says, because you've forgotten his law, you say, I'll forget your children. Many generations have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the Most High desires that all his will be done. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, being counted indeed salvation. That's why I said, they who wait for him, who know to seek beyond all the misrule of this earth, these are the ones who will renew their strength, will be renewed indeed unto strength before the Most High. These are the ones the Most High said he would write his laws upon the minds and hearts, that you not be subject to another, that you be his people. These are the ones the scripture says, those who believed in him and gave them power to become sons of Yah. How about true to the will of one? I didn't say the multitude of them were the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous Essenes, and all the variant false oracles and priests that were among the Gentiles. His sons, those disciplined by him. He said those who believed in him, whom the Most High himself had taught. Check out Hebrews 5th chapter. It says, he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and verily he was heard, and he grew to become perfect. Him off of life everlasting, those who obey him. Why would he have to offer vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death if the Messiah did not have to petition the Most High while in the flesh to see beyond the illusions, my brothers and sisters, beyond the illusions of those who would hide the truth from you? Why would he have to be tempted, my brothers and sisters, in the desert? He had to show and show man humanity the power of the Spirit of the Most High to perceive beyond all the veneers of illusion that men have falsely called wise. Isaiah 49 says he realized that he had walked in vanity, but he has then sought after the Most High. Read Isaiah 49 and 50. Now the Most High has become his strength, that he might strengthen his people. Why don't the rulers tell you about this? And if they were truly churches with anticipation for the coming of Messiah, why did they not tell you this? I've talked earlier on this show, Isaiah 40, well, how about Revelation, in this case, Revelation 22. So didn't say everybody was welcome unto the kingdom, but those who would not add or take away from his law in any way. He didn't say anybody was welcome, but those who would keep and guard and preserve, maintain his commandments, who understood that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, the one who comes to restore and bring to remembrance all things. He said, if you're looking for that one who will show you the truth beyond all that the rulers have established and all the institutions whereby the truth they sought to hide, he said, then are you welcome. Leaders never even taught you to expect him in that manner. How are they churches? Did they tell you the very word for church? The very word for church has its root in a concept of the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one who exposes all unrighteousness. They didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters. They never taught you the gospel. Like I said, it's only a remnant, my brothers and sisters, that should be found to speak no lies, do no iniquity. Why do men say that after all these different churches that they are that remnant? They all claim to have sworn fully and truth, righteous. The scripture says the Messiah will appear, must come, because the Most High looked and said, he saw none righteous, no, not one, none that knew to seek Yah. How about to seek Yah beyond all the evildoers? How about all the misrepresentations? False prophet teaching less than the fullness of a word, after which they have comforted and flattered the people in their vanities, not to seek the whole truth. If you know the Messiah is going to come to speak a word beyond all your leaders, then you know to seek the greater truth. And our brother says, you know to petition the Most High that you might be a blessing to your people, rather than caught as a partaker in those who have kept your people under curses or misallegiance. Galatians said, there's only one gospel. If any man preaches any other word as if it were the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High, I said, let him be accursed. My brothers and sisters, the men have taught after the ideals of all the nations to constrain the scriptures after the ideals of so many different nations and institutions and personal zeal. My brothers and sisters, all of this was divisions among our people and not their salvation. Who's ready to understand it? Like I said, they say all the kings will be running for cover in the day that they hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Revelation 6. Revelation 7. Says all the kings will be running for cover. Send them having mountains and rocks to fall upon them. In other words, those who had previously been their constituents. Mountains are symbolic of kingdoms. Asking those who have had allegiance unto them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Still concerned about themselves. Heaven help us. Rather than the people being liberated to understand that this is the only way of righteousness. So the one called the angel from the rising sun, having the seal of confirmation, was say to the angels of wrath, whom is given to hurt the earth, sea, and trees. We talked a little bit about that last night. He said, he was say to the angels of wrath, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. How about we confirmed in some who would be faithful, some who would be humble to be taught the truth of a covenant beyond all others. Who overcome the marks of the beast, the scripture says, wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. It means they wash themselves of all worldly allegiance, that they might be true to the will of one. He didn't say he would confirm any others. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that know what faith is? Knowing that all the debates and doubts of this world are not that faith. Knowing they must seek beyond it all to find in truth the word of him who from the beginning declares One word. To the utmost faithful. He didn't say he would teach this word to those who are resentful or irrational. He says, come, let us reason together. And though your sins be like scarlet, they should be white like wool. He said, if you choose not to hearken, you choose to rebel, he said, he'd be delivered to the sword, cut off from among his people. And that's the word the Most High himself has spoken. How many of my brothers and sisters have refused to hear the greater word because they said they were Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterians, whatever? I have to ask the question, when Messiah comes to reprove all institutions of man, who will be ready to move past all these institutions of man, admitting that they too had walked in vanity, that they might come to walk according to what is indeed true? Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is it of men or is it of Yah? Shall men just put their names upon something that they had created and say that it's something other than just a worthless idol? Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that they discern what is true to Yah in all things by anything other than a spirit that the Most High himself has to give, that he said he would give to the obedient? Hey, Hebrews 12 has a scripture that says, hearken to the Most High, lest you fall from his grace. Lest you fail the grace of Yah, lest you fall short of the favor after which he would teach his people. In this world, I see 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters. The Most High wants people consecrated unto him, but people are so busy talking about their titles. What they think is wise, not considerate of all things, and the scripture talks about so much that the rulers would not speak. And I got news for you. I've looked at thousands upon thousands of various denominations out here and institutions, whether they call themselves messianic or not, whatever they call themselves. And my brothers and sisters, I can check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Find out so much, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in advance that they would not teach you, that you will find there. You need to ask why they won't teach them. What's their agenda? That they hide the truth from you. To hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, are they the sons of darkness? Are they sons of light? Are they sons of light? Are they the sons of darkness? If they would hide the truth from you, what do they seek to employ that they would then never tell you the whole truth, knowing that you need so much? Is it their zeal, my brothers and sisters, to deliver you? Or to keep you caught in a snare? What does it mean when scripture talking about circumcision made without hands? A covenant, my brothers and sisters, being covenanted unto the Most High to a change of heart and understanding. Something much more, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Abraham, the covenant of circumcision. Abraham was supposed to bring children after the faith, after the spirit of the Most High, not after mere flesh, not after the mere conscience of the flesh. So, my brothers and sisters, where circumcision was an initiation right into an institution, is it what the priest made it? So we're talking about a circumcision made without hands, something that is done by the Spirit to open the minds and hearts to see the exceeding will of Yah. So me and my brothers and sisters say that they can be made true to all the Most High intended just because they read the scriptures with the best of their understanding? Or shall you not ask the Most High for more? I know what he told me when I was reading the scriptures one time, digging for all that I thought I knew. And I was, believe me, I thought I knew was even advisable or acceptable. Most High told me there was more there. He told me to look for everything to comprehend all that is his will. He told me I could stop right now. Like I say, you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name not to complete all his will. How can he call people stable, my brothers and sisters, who would do otherwise? He says some men who would not seek the fullness of his truth, then he would not count blameless who does this. Because whoever would seek this part of his truth and sit back and call it acceptable before him, acceptable and approved unto his name, has only divided people using the name that's supposed to be unto peace and peace alone. 280 nations, 45,000 denominations, which themselves cannot agree among one another, have all claimed to be legitimately approved, having oaths unto the one Most High. Legitimate oaths unto the one Most High. I got to ask a question, how should they prove it? They all claim to have oaths unto the Most High, 45,000 of them, arguing with one another. But it's a constant debate, everybody after his own conscience. seeking to exalt his own ideals, how should they prove that they are right? Shall they be able to prove it? Not according to scriptures. Scripture says, one who come who approves and prove them all, say that all their debates are worthless. Our brothers and sisters, didn't say anyone would be counted right, but those who seek the whole truth, and him who comes to reveal it again to humanity that has not realized the need to pursue it. Isaiah 41:21-42:4. Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Isaiah 59, Isaiah 50. All these scriptures relate again and again. Messiah comes because man had not discerned what all he needed to pursue. That before the Most High he'd be pleasing. Because so many had been fatally flattered to figure that they knew enough under the insolence of evildoers, who figure that if the masses at large don't know about certain truths, it's not necessary that they should know it. But this misconception, my brothers and sisters, Most High can never be pleased. Did they tell you who to wait for? I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, no, they didn't. Because you knew who to wait for. You know they are all lying. So I have to ask, my brothers and sisters, men say that their oath has been true under Yah, under what, 45,000 denominations? All of these denominations claim beyond the parameters, Let's put it this way. Dare every denomination claim that beyond the parameters of their doctrine, there's nothing more before the Most High that needs to be seen? They said that after their doctrine, there's nothing after which they need to repent. After their doctrine, there's nothing after which they need to be reproved. Is there nothing, my brothers and sisters, according to their doctrines, that they need to be enlightened concerning, that they be made whole? They didn't tell you about the one who comes to assure that all these things are rectified. They didn't teach you the gospel. I even asked a question, my brother and sister. Has the word, like the reading the scriptures, been sufficient for me, people, to all the people to agree? For all the people to agree without protest? If the author of these words were to appear, you ever stop to consider how many people have their own slant on his doctrine, telling them how well they know him, or being unwilling to believe that it is he because they didn't agree with them? Arrogance, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says he comes to reprove all. Messiah comes to reprove your doctrine. Will you say still that you knew him? That you got such words from him? He says he's going to reprove all those and tell them to keep away from him who would dare to do so. Read Matthew 7:13-28 and understand. Most High says people going to find out he has a controversy with his people. Because though he would otherwise tell men the truth, they have preferred to listen to their priests and not him. And the priest in their diversitude is automatically a transgression against the covenant. It's not the word of one. He said those who chose to forget his law to appease the designs of men is such hypocrisy. He said, my brothers and sisters, that they would be forgotten because they had forgotten his law. And for many of my brothers and sisters seeking the praise of men, they haven't even known to seek it. Like I said, if men were pleased, were saved, or at peace with Yah, dare men say that my brothers and sisters, each one believing after his own supposed allegiance is righteous? Well, my brothers and sisters, if that was so, there'd be no need to send forth the gospel again. And if you read Isaiah 61, it tells you that it must be. If you read Revelation in the 14th chapter, it says the gospel from on high must be revealed again. The men overcome all the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. If they come true to the faith of Yeshua, How about my brothers and sisters? What Yeshua himself knows those words mean. He said he comes having a name which no man knew himself. How about a doctrine, truth? No man knew the dimension that he would prove all the nations that men come to that word. Unto him all the nations seeking his rest, his peace should be glorious. I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. They tell you about what the scripture, I heard many talk about Armageddon. They tell you what it is. They tell you what the curse of the law is. They tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Armageddon is a place at which the Most High said Messiah would reprove all the nations. They tell you about that city called the City of Destruction, the City of Confusion, a city that is all the diversities of the nations. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look at my website, hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies. Examine, my brothers and sisters, all the things the scriptures say about that place that have materialized in this time. So the scripture says, from that place, Messiah himself will rebuke a whole world. But for a time, my brothers and sisters say the people would not listen. They found out that the rulers had taught them nothing with which to comprehend, as it says in Isaiah 28. So that, my brothers and sisters, when men realized that all this word was true, it says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Why didn't the leaders tell you that? You ever stop to consider that to swear allegiance to the one who transcends all the rulers?
90 seconds.
Transcend all the rulers. Men be redeemed, my brothers and sisters, after the contentions of many. So men, without a reference point, know how to revere the Most High. Shall they say they have no need of a point of reference in what they worship? 1 Corinthians 4:5. It says, Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. How about expose all those who hid the truth from you? It said, and then shall men know how to praise, honor Yah. Meaning all these multitude of differences have been unto the praise of the designs of men. Don't let somebody just stack what people think is the name of the Most High upon something and believe that after their own making, they have made a savior. All such thinking is idolatry. Refusing to hear Yah. Just because men have been gullibly deceived. It's time we discern the truth. I'm looking at my time. I want to continue this in the night to come. Tell me, I only got a few seconds left. Wow.
10 seconds.
A lot of things need to be addressed, my brothers and sisters. I just say for now, keep listening, stay tuned. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benedim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all indeed again, yes I do, for listening. I thank the Most High indeed for every year that he brings near. Like I said, why, my brothers and sisters, have rulers not spoken to you concerning all these things? What do they have to hide? Are they concerned about your salvation? Are they only concerned about the ability to keep you in bondage to their exploitation? It's time we wake up and discern the reality again, my brothers and sisters. Until we indeed speak again, thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. Thanking you all for listening. And unto his might, yes, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah!